Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The State FFA Convention, the group's 85th, opens today at the Lexington Center. Organization Executive Secretary Matt Colliffe says its leadership workshops, the delegate business session, the agriculture career show, basically all about the kids.
FFA State Convention is the premier event. It's kind of the crown jewel of what we do. It's the final event for a lot of our students in terms of they've worked hard all year. They've won a local contest, a regional contest, and now they're competing at the state level. So it is a big deal for those students. We expect somewhere around 1,600 students to be there and probably total attendance between 2,300 and 2,500. So looking forward to a great crowd this year.
And despite the difficult times with state revenue and cutting back, ag education is for the most part holding its own.
Agricultural education has fared fairly well in the budget crisis that's been facing us for 3 or 4 years. We have seen a handful of positions get cut, but we have also been able to add some positions. And looks like this year we're going to remain fairly steady. We're probably going to lose one or two positions, but then add one or two positions back. So we think that says a lot about the strength of the program and the job that our teachers are doing out in the state, as well as the community support that ag education and FFA have always enjoyed.
We'll have a follow-up on that local and state support comment in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Kentucky FFA Executive Secretary Matt Colliffe says all in all, FFA is solid. National membership at over 500,000 is at an all-time high. Kentucky membership, expected at 14,500, is almost at its record high, established in the late 70s. The FFA National Convention returns to Louisville this fall. He says the group gets tremendous support across the board, pointing to a couple of alumni.
We have some incredible former members spread across the state in leadership positions all throughout the agriculture industry, from Commissioner James Comer and David Beckett Farm Bureau through organizations like Farm Credit, local farmers, local businessmen. So many of those folks have FFA ties, and they continue to support us in all kinds of ways, and we really, really appreciate that. And it's one of the great strengths of the organization is the support that we get from so many folks.
And we salute Kentucky FFA in its 85th state convention. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.